This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. Halftime of the Huskers. It's now season opener against the Colorado Buffaloes. And as we will each and every week during halftime, a chance to talk with University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds. Does feel a little bit like Groundhog Day, as we thought we were going to get this thing going last week. Disappointing, but what do? Mother Nature usually wins.
You know, you just have to understand it is what it is and move on. And we'll have our opening. Obviously, a little bit of a disadvantage here because we don't have a game under our belt. But I feel good about where we are, and ought to be a fun football season. So, you know, obviously glad to be here with you. Football practice and school have been in swing for a few weeks now, and I'm enjoying both. The start of the school year is really one of my favorite times of the year. The sidewalks are packed, and students are everywhere, it seems, excited about pursuing their dreams. It's the perfect time for renewed optimism and energy, both on the field and in the classroom, and we're really fortunate to have this opportunity to reflect on our progress and where we're headed.
We're a couple of weeks now into the semester. Usually this is the time of year you find out your enrollment numbers, and yes, you indeed have those.
Yes, we do. We recently released them. We're just under 52,000 students. That's the fourth highest total in the history of the university. The bad news, it's a 1% decline, but despite that decline, there's a lot to be proud of. Freshman enrollment is holding steady. Our student body is increasingly diverse, and campuses continue to grow in areas that are really important to economic development.
Not bad, considering a lot of the challenges that you've been faced here at the university.
Absolutely. You know, of course, we'd prefer to see enrollment go up instead of decline, and in a perfect world, enrollment would go up every year, but after five straight years of growth, including back-to-back record high, some ebb and flow was always inevitable. And yes, when you consider the challenges that the University of Nebraska has faced in recent years, the enrollment report is not surprising. We're going to have to look closely at the numbers, figure out what the trends are and what the impacts might be, and we're going to have to really just go back to work. It's sort of like when you lose a football game, you analyze what you did right, or if you win a football game, you analyze what you did right, you analyze what didn't go so well, and you work on improving the good things and eliminating mistakes, and that's what we'll have to do this time.
Can you give us a breakdown on each campus?
Sure. So across the four campuses, our leaders have been really committed to access and student success, and it shows. So let's start with UNL. Most diverse student body in the history of the university. Their enrollment of out-of-state freshmen continues to increase. We have students from every county in the state. We have students from every state in the country and students from more than 100 countries across the around the world. Pretty diverse when you think about it. UNO's first-year class is the largest and the most diverse, or their first-year, the freshman class is the largest, rather. I think they're doing a tremendous job in terms of expanding access for students. Military-affiliated enrollment is up. About 40% of UNO undergrads are the first in their families to attend college. We see a diverse student body, including students from all Nebraska counties again. NU is really focusing on expanding our reach and bringing more students into the university, both from in-state and out-of-state, because it's really a workforce development issue for the state.
Yeah, let's go there next, as we talked about this, that moving forward, heading into the future, most of the jobs in our state are going to require a college degree.
Absolutely. So more than 70% of all Nebraska jobs will soon require some type of higher education. That's why diversity is a key workforce development strategy for us, and so is enrollment growth. I'd like to, you know, point out that enrollment has grown in several important areas for us. For example, UNK enrollment in first-time full-time freshmen is up. Enrollment of online bachelor's degree and graduate students is also up at UNK, meaning they're reaching students who may not otherwise be able to leave their homes and jobs to attend college. That's really important for that part of the state. And, you know, I think it's important to note that enrollment of freshmen from Colorado has increased 225% over the last year following the decision to offer in-state tuition to UNK for Colorado students. And then at UNMC, enrollment has hit a record high for the 18th straight year, and this really reflects the work that the Med Center is doing to meet the health care workforce across the state of Nebraska.
The university's enrollment affect the state?
Well, the first thing that I always point out to everyone is that 1 in 7 working-age Nebraskans holds an MU degree. So if listeners look around their living room or the road where they're driving, 1 in every 7 people they see receive their education from the University of Nebraska. It's not good enough. We have to continue focusing on enrollment growth and offering an affordable, high-quality education, because when the University of Nebraska grows, so does the state.
Give us some more thoughts about growing enrollment and diversity.
Really, at the end of the day, we need to get more of our friends and neighbors holding a degree. The university, in order to do that, the university has to do a few things. One, expand access to first-generation, minority, low-income, and rural students. Second, attract more non-resident students, including out-of-state and international students. And then third, connect with more students using technology, especially adult, military, and other non-traditional students who benefit from the flexibility of online coursework and distance learning.
Sounds like you have some clear goals. Any final thoughts on this?
Not only do we want to get students into the University of Nebraska, we want to get them through college successfully, on time, with minimal debt. You've heard me say this before to both students and to parents. A university education should be the best 4 years of your life, not the best 6 years of your life. So that means that they can begin their career, start earning money, buy a house and a car, start a family, and help grow Nebraska.
Fantastic. Always great to see you. We'll look forward to seeing you next week.
You as well. Go Big Red.
Hank Bounds with us here at halftime. We'll be back to check out some of the scores and highlights in the first half next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.